I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, closing the dictionary on some words of 2005.
Grant Barrett is project editor of the Historical Dictionary of American Slang at Oxford University Press. We talked to him last week before the 16th annual Words of the Year vote by the American Dialect Society. ADS is a small, scholarly group founded in 1889.
We asked Grant Barrett what he thought those words might be. The first one that came to his mind was a word that stirred up debate in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
I think one of the top candidates is going to be refugee. In order to qualify for the ADS vote, a word doesn't have to be new. It only has to be very important for the past 12 months. And refugee was indeed that, not only because of the number of people who were forced to migrate out of the Gulf Coast area, but because we discovered, that is we, those people in the language business, that the general public has a different idea of what refugee means than what is actually in the dictionaries. For many of them, it's pejorative. It says things about you being poor, or unable to take care of yourself, or are unliked by your country, or uncared for by your country. So people did not want to be called that. They chose evacuee or a variety of other terms.
In other words?
Well, there's a word that at Oxford University Press we've decided is the slang word of the year, and it's actually a slang term. It's called jump the couch. Now, this has been discussed ad nauseum, and I think there actually might be a backlash vote against it because it's been discussed so heavily.
Jump the couch.
That's right. Jump the couch means to exhibit strange or frenetic behavior. And it stems from an appearance by Tom Cruise on the Oprah Winfrey Show in May, where he was professing his love for Katie Holmes. And he did a sack dance, you know, the little jig that the football players do when they score a touchdown. He was knuckle wrestling Oprah, and then he leapt up on the guest couch next to her.
We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
How would you use jump the couch in a sentence?
Well, I should tell you a little more about the history of the word, and then you'll understand why they're using it the way they're using it. Jump the couch comes from jump the shark, which is a slightly older slang term, which means to be past your peak of popularity. That comes from an episode of Happy Days where Fonzie water skied over a shark, and many people feel that was the worst episode and the point of the downturn of that television show.
Right, and so that led to wasn't there a book by that title?
Became That's right.
Jump the Shark
That's
a few
right.
years ago, and so now it's Jump the Shark has become Jump the Couch.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to say to you that Tom Cruise has jumped the couch, I mean that he's just doing whatever he can to get attention because he's kind of past his popular prime.
Did you have a favorite this year?
I did, and it's a very simple one, and it's very transparent. It's the word spokesweasel.
Spokesweasel?
You know what a spokesweasel is?
No.
A spokesweasel is a spokesperson, or a press person, or a public relations person.
So this is not a term of praise.
Oh, by no means. A weasel goes back how far back into American history? A weasel has never been a desirable name for a human being. It's always been somebody who's a little slimy and smarmy, and you can't respect them, and they have a tendency to fudge the truth, or lie, or try to cheat you.
So this is a spokesperson who is a little suspect.
Yeah, and let's face it, sometimes spokespersons are put in odd positions, aren't they? Because the people that they represent do things that the spokesperson has to explain away, and it's a difficult task. So they are forced to kind of not answer the questions as they're asked, or not answer them fully, or give an answer that's more of a misdirection than it is an explanation.
Grant Barrett, project editor of the Historical Dictionary of American Slang, speaking from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So how did Jump the Couch do in the voting at the American Dialect Society meeting? It was selected as Best Tom Cruise-Related Word.
As for refugee, all Katrina-related words came in second in the voting for Word of the Year. The winner was truthiness. It's defined by the linguists as the quality of stating concepts or facts one wishes or believes to be true, rather than concepts or facts known to be true. Truthiness comes from a show on the Comedy Central channel on cable television, The Colbert Report, or as they say on the show, Colbert Rapport, is a satire of the news.
And that's the truth. That's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and all of our reports are at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.